from KQED.
Our election coverage continues today with a look at Proposition 23, which would suspend California's landmark effort to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. Rachel Miro reports for our Climate Watch initiative.
In 2006, the same year Al Gore starred in An Inconvenient Truth,
our ability to live is what is at stake.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed AB 32 into law, setting hard targets for greenhouse gas reductions.
This is something that we owe our children and that we owe our grandchildren.
He hasn't changed his mind, but Proposition 23 is asking voters to put AB 32 on ice until unemployment drops to 5.5% and stays there for a year. Campaign spokeswoman Anita Mangles.
It's strictly about putting it on hold until conditions are much more favorable towards actually making a difference.
Given that California's unemployment rate is over 12%, those who oppose Prop 23 say it would effectively repeal the Global Warming Solutions Act. But they've focused their attacks on the fact most of the more than $8 million behind 23 comes from three out-of-state oil refiners, Valero and Tesoro of Texas and Flint Hill Resources of Kansas, a subsidiary of Koch Industries.
Does anyone really believe that these companies, out of the goodness of their black oil hearts, are spending millions and millions of dollars to protect jobs?
We put that question directly to Valero, which has given $4 million to 23, more than anybody else. East of San Francisco, alongside Suisun Bay, you'll find Valero's Benicia Refinery, one of two in California where the company takes crude oil and refines it into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Picture big tanks, tall towers, and miles of pipe painted green and yellow to match Benicia's hills. Don Cuffell is the principal environmental engineer here.
We can make about 110,000 barrels of gasoline per day.
Most of it for the California market. Cuffell says Valero has spent nearly $1 billion in the last decade to meet California's tough air quality regulations. And construction crews are dug deep into the most expensive project yet, a $650 million scrubber to tackle the toxic trio of air pollution, nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, and particulate matter. Cuffell says AB 32 puts Valero in an awkward spot because the very process of making cleaner gas takes energy. And burning energy generates carbon dioxide, one of the top greenhouse gases.
There isn't a scrubber for CO2. In fact, CO2 is the intended outcome of combustion.
Cuffell says rising energy costs will force all of us to think twice at the gas pump, the light switch, and the grocery store. Environmentalists would say that's a good idea, but Cuffell thinks the public needs to weigh the costs and then weigh in at the ballot box.
Everyone is a stakeholder in this game, not just industry.
But most oil refiners are choosing to sit on the sidelines this election, and two out of the state's three biggest utilities have come out against Prop 23, even though they stand to lose if AB 32 rolls forward, the same way green energy firms stand to gain. In recent years, California's clean tech firms have consumed an outsized share of venture capital from around the world. But already, there are signs the money is moving elsewhere.
Capital is being drained away from the United States to other countries, principally China.
David Nahai spent 2 years atop LA's Department of Water and Power. The former utility chief and part of the No on 23 campaign says a win for Prop 23 would send a loud signal the U.S. is not serious about global warming, while China and Germany waste no time getting down to business.
They will create jobs, they will spur their economies, they will gain at least a measure of independence from fossil fuels, they will add to their grid stability, they will diversify their resources. There are all of these advantages that come with cutting greenhouse gas emissions.
Recent polling shows large numbers of likely voters are still undecided about Prop 23. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
We have an interactive map online showing who's donated big bucks to influence the Prop 23 debate. Go to californiareport.org/climatewatch.